Bhabanco, BHBANCO.org. Or they can even call me. You can call me at 269-925-0001. Or you can listen to my show every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Pinckney to Pinckney. I'm available, you know, to help anybody who needs help. That's what I do.
All right. Thank you again, Reverend Pinckney.
And thank you so much.
And that will do it for today's show as we fight back against attacks on health care, free speech, voting, and on the Second Amendment rights of people of color like Philando Castile. And we lift up the people of Benton Harbor, Michigan, Flint, Michigan, Ferguson, Missouri, and we don't forget the people of the Congo, Libya, Gaza, or our people right here in Washington, D.C. Thanks again to my guest, the Reverend Edward Pinckney of Benton Harbor, Michigan. More of our interview with the Reverend will be posted as a web exclusive on our website, onthegroundshow.org. The music we played this hour was Trouble in the Water featuring Common, Aaron Fresh, Chocolate, and Lacey K, and Healing by Kelly Price. You can reach the show at onthegroundshow.org, where you can listen to all of our shows. Please like our Facebook and Twitter pages at On The Ground Show. I'm Esther Avarum. Keep raising your voice. Peace.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Report from Kabul speech by Zahair Wahab on Wednesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at the Multnomah Friends Meeting House in Portland. Zahair Wahab, a native of Afghanistan and director of graduate studies at the American University of Afghanistan, will present a critical analysis of the Afghani political, military, economic, and cultural situation. Again, that's Report from Kabul by Zahair Wahab on Wednesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at the Multnomah Friends Meeting House, 4312 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 10:01. Coming up next, it's Air Cascadia. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And then at 11, on the Recovery Zone, today we talk to single-payer activists with Healthcare for All Oregon about how to achieve universal health care. All that coming up on Community Radio, KBOO.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, July 25th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio, because where are you going to get your fake news if not from your favorite community radio station, where we support all that is good, true, and beautifully fake, right? It's hard to know where to start with the news these days. It really is. I have guests that cancel all over the place, and I think they're probably just as astonished. And I think we're all, with Jeff Sessions, we all feel a little bit beleaguered right now. And the beleaguerer in chief seems to have the notion that if you aren't for him and whatever ghastly proclamations that he comes up with, that you are somehow against the United States of America. This business about with regard to Jeff Sessions, the manner of speaking, that, oh, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. That's the way a parent speaks to a naughty child. Well, let's see. Maybe you could go to the swimming pool, or maybe not. We'll just have to see what happens. What that means is we'll just have to see if you toe the line or not. That's what that means. The tone is inexcusably demeaning. And for one adult to speak that way to another is so disrespectful. That is cringe-inducing. But for the President of the United States to speak that way, to take that tone of address in speaking with or speaking with regard to his Attorney General and loyal... If Jeff Sessions, if nothing else, is a loyal guy. But to take that tone and to phrase his... intention that way is unconscionably rude. It's very difficult 7 months in to know why there hasn't been a loud hueing cry and very little in the way of research or investigation needs to be done. I think that we've got more than enough material to rid ourselves of this boil on the bottom of the state. It's hard to understand why there hasn't been a huge outcry for years. I remember talking about a general strike. Well, today's weather, we have clear skies and lows. Let's see, we've got actually partly cloudy skies. Sorry about that. And gradually clearing up to that bright hot sun that we are so familiar with at this point in the summer. Highs around 84. And for tonight, that's when we get mostly clear skies, lows around 60. And for tomorrow, sunny skies, highs near 81. Oh, gee, it's cooling off. It's only 81. And for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows around 59. And having indulged in a rant of a personal nature, of a extremely biased, let's just say biased nature, let's return to our original programming. As I said, we do await a possible call from my guest, but not sure if they're going to be able to manage it today. Things do come up. Here's one thing that's come up, that there is a chance of the state of California bringing in public banking, and all of it riding on the wings of cannabis liberalization. So wait and see on that, as we are waiting to see if Matt Stannard will be able to, of Commonomics, is going to be able to join us today. Also, let's talk about legislation that is just, there's zero chance of passing, at least right now, but it could happen. Democrats, led by Tennessee Representative Steve Cohen, have formally compiled a list of at least 88 instances in which Donald Trump has demonstrated that he has no business serving as the country's commander-in-chief. That's 88, but only 88, but still. Steve Cohen et al. Cite issues ranging from inaccurate reports about crowd sizes at inauguration to the gender pay gap at the White House to the way the president has handled the investigation into Russian interference in the election. It only takes a moment to look at what has been turned up in this investigation into Russian interference in the election to see that you could take out the word Russian and simply drop in Donald Trump's interference in the election, which would lead us to Paul Manafort, who at one point was being subpoenaed, now isn't being subpoenaed, but there are people who would like to ask him a few questions. And the resolution, though, returning to this resolution introduced by the noble representative of Tennessee, it points to Trump's refusal to divest or otherwise give up his ownership interest in his worldwide business holdings and his refusal to release his tax returns since taking the oath of office. Now, and come on, what about the Twitter thing? The rest of the world, in case you haven't noticed, is enjoying a nice, warm, bubbly blood bath over this. It's extraordinary, the rise in violence, and of course the rest of the world is laughing at Donald Trump at the same time as we have the escalation of war on all sides. Donald Trump appears to be blissfully unaware of the results of his actions and his military's actions, and still is up bright and early at 6 a.m. tweeting whatever happens to come whatever he's using for a mind on any particular day. We haven't heard a lot from the Steve Bannon corner, but it's safe to assume that much of what emanates from the 6 a.m. Twitter master is the artistry of Steve Bannon. That said, again, a just opinion, but it would appear that that might be the case. So the resolution is to the conflict of interest issues related to conflict of interest. Oh my holy Christ. Yes, conflict of interest related to courts, Trump's courting foreign officials at his private hotels, the cost of his travel to resorts that he has ownership interest in, and all the publicly known details about the president's handling of the Russian investigation from the firing of James Comey all the way down to the last moments as we sit waiting to see what happens next. And yet other than this resolution, which is milk toast compared to what one might expect from any other legitimate democracy or nation that has the temerity to call itself a democracy. Returning now to Cascadia, we have, I must say I've indulged in some comment this morning, but it's after a while becomes tiresome to roll out, however we approach it, with maybe an arched eyebrow and a twitch of the corners of the lips. At the same time, that is not the same as standing up on one's hind legs and saying, no, this is really it. In Cascadia, we have reports that the excavation of the Dillon Diversion Dam on the Umatilla River has begun. Crews have until September 15th to finish the job. The executive director of the Umatilla Basin Watershed Council, who is Michael Ward, was hired to help carry out the project. Ward says that fish passage is a major theme of the project. Well, duh. Thanks for that. So we have one less dam, and that's a good thing. That is good news. And voters in Spokane are deciding in November whether the city should fine railroad operators for certain coal and crude oil rail shipments through its downtown core. Yes, maybe they ought to. Maybe they ought to start a fund right now in the event of a disaster befalling the downtown core, which it absolutely, most assuredly is going to happen at some point. So we have one less dam and maybe one more shipment of oil / coal through a major center, a major population center. So you win a few, you lose a few. And the lie of the land still abides. Trump's amanuensis, Jared Kushner, describing himself to investigators on Monday as a political and a foreign policy neophyte, and then at the same time assuring us all that he knows what he's doing. That's scarier, certainly as scary as Trump himself, possibly scarier. And that's a question that should be taken up by those who have introduced this resolution. So that's something to think about. That is that good news, if we really make this happen. This has been Cascadia for Wednesday, July 25th, 2017. Engineering for us today, Tammy Dean. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Brooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Playing Monopoly with God and other true stories on August 4th,